Hey there, this is Kelvin and you're tuned into the Hinted Neuron Podcast. On today's episode, you hear me talk with Cotty. She creates video content and she's a YouTuber, although she doesn't like to be addressed as a content creator. But yeah, we talked about creativity in Nigeria. We talked about how where she started from, where she is now, and future for her in the space. She's a really nice and amazing person. She's a smart human being and I kind of wish she had more time to talk. So if you like this podcast, please leave a review with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe. Also share this episode. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please don't forget to contact me on Instagram or Twitter at Hinted Neuron. And now, here's my conversation with Cotty. I'm here with Cotty. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Hi. I've never really been on my podcast. I've been on one show, but I've never got to hear the final thing, so... As good as I haven't been on it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Hopefully, this one will definitely make it to production. So I'm actually excited that we're doing this now because, I would allow you to introduce yourself formally, but I don't know if there's anybody who doesn't know you. Curtis is like kind of a big person now, so. Yeah, just introduce yourself for people that might have not heard of you and what you do and your niche and everything about you in maybe just a few minutes.
My name is Cotty. I'm a pastor. I own a church somewhere in Lagos. People come to my church, you know, sometimes to pray, sometimes to sleep. That's what I do.
Well, that's hilarious.
I'm just joking. I don't really know what I do. I make videos.
Cotty is this girl that makes videos and puts them online for people to watch, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
So when I told people that I'm going to be having you on the show, they were pretty excited. They were like, when is it going to drop? They were telling me, oh, because when I just told a few people on, like in my own circle, they were like, oh, wow, that's nice.
Interesting.
When are you interviewing her? So, they didn't know that I've actually not done the interview and we're doing it now. So one of the things that they wanted to know,
before you even did the interview, what if you didn't eventually do the interview? You feel like it was going to happen. That's fair.
Yeah, sure, definitely. So okay. One of the things that they wanted to know was, what is it like to be Cotty?
What does that mean?
It means if I could stop my life to cut his own, what would I experience?
You'll be so confused. Confusion will finish your life. Cause I don't even know. I'm just like, okay, wait, let me think. So also, I'm not a very coherent person. So like my words, they're very, I don't know how to talk without not making sense, without, you know, saying rubbish. Yeah, without saying rubbish. I'm just going to try. So what did you ask me again? Sorry. What did you like
the to question, be Cotty? Yeah, what is it like to be Cotty?
I wouldn't know now because, like, it's my life. So it's other people that will tell me what that, like, my own life personally is very, like, normal. I don't know what normal is. It's just there. I'm actually a very, very boring person, to be honest. Like, I'm extremely boring. I don't think people know the extent, but I'm actually really boring. I don't do anything.
I think you're trying to play humble here. Cotty went from, was it 3K to 29K or something, 25.9 right now on YouTube. Definitely not a boring person.
How does that mean I'm not a boring person? That doesn't equate to me being a not boring person.
From outside perspective, like from an outsider, if seeing your growth and seeing that people want to listen to you, people want to listen to what I have to say, definitely I'm not boring.
Fair enough. Well, maybe to other people I'm not boring, but you asked what Cutty is like, so to me I'm a boring person. So yeah, if other people think I'm not boring, that's cool. So then maybe I don't, but like to me, I'm sure like I'm very I'm just there, man. Like I don't know, maybe when I have fun, when I have fun, when I have money, I will know who I really am. You know, money brings out the real you.
Yeah, definitely, I guess.
Yeah, I'll know who I am for real, for real. Yeah. Maybe if I see somebody on the road and they say, hey, Cutty, I'll just slap them with 100K. Take. Don't be shouting too much.
Yeah. So that was a question they asked me to tell you. Mm-hmm. And you've given your response. So now back to me. Let me tell you a bit of maybe a little backstory about how I got to discover Cutty.
Yeah, no, tell me.
I'm also a boring person. I use YouTube to relax. So it means when I'm not working.
Okay. So how do you know you're a boring person now, since you not believe that I'm a boring person?
Because I mostly don't do anything. Someone asked me what I do for fun and it took me 5 minutes to think about it and I could still not give any reply. And I just said YouTube.
But you could give a reply. If it's me, I would say work. I don't know. I don't do anything, you know.
So I mostly work, and when I'm not working, and maybe I just want to chill, I could either be reading or be on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So I YouTube kept recommending me this video about a girl who is homeless jobless at 22, right? Yeah. So I was like, where's my own business in this one now? I entered YouTube the next day. YouTube recommended me that same video. I didn't work with it. So I was on YouTube another day. The one I now finally saw was where Cutty said she was, she dated a stranger for like 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the video, right?
Yeah.
That dream you did with this guy that you said you dated a stranger for like 1 week.
Yeah.
I watched it, I was like, Cool vibe. So from that cool vibe, I said, okay, let me now click on the channel now. So it was now this video of you. I think the one that was, because, you know, you could set the featured video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was this one where you said you almost won $50,000. Yeah, so I watched it. I was like, oh, wow, cool. This is nice. This girl can talk. I regretted even going to YouTube that day because I binge watched your whole, not all, but like almost half of your videos. I watched everything. I was like, wow, man, if I don't have this girl on my podcast, I've messed up. That was what was inside my mind when I was seeing all the videos.
How long have you been running your podcast?
For, I think, June, July now, right? Yeah, June, July, last year.
Oh, okay.
Not very long. Yeah. So I kept watching, and like I need to have Cutty on my podcast. So that is how, because I actually had a lot of other people planned. I just said, okay, maybe let me have Cutty by the new year. Mm-hmm. I messaged you around sometime first week of January.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was how I found you. And I found that like you were talking about some really interesting things. And one of the things that caught my interest, especially from the one about almost winning $50,000, was the part you were talking about creativity. So, and that is like, because I want to talk about creativity in Nigeria, you know, that niche, how the space is like. Because even when you said about being the struggles of even paying money to even make a video.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about that, and because I never really understood that when you said people actually pay money to just shoot scenes.
Uh-huh. What do you do?
In a free space.
What do you do?
I stay in Abuja, but right now I'm in Ife.
Oh, okay. Why do you do Ife?
I schooled in Ife, so I just like chill here because like after schooling.
Fair enough. I mean, I guess Abuja is calmer than, let's say, Lagos, for example. If you want to, obviously, like, there are places where, like, you can film and nobody will notice you or nobody will care about what you're doing. But for example, if I wanted to, okay, for example, if you watch most of this YouTube videos where, for example, Mr. Beast or something, where they do like outrageous stuff, like they can run to a shop or a mall and do like crazy shit and just like, you know, if you walk into a mall, for example, with like, let's say a lot of camera equipment, I say, well, you want to film some, like, you can't even just do that. First of all, you have to, you know, go through a long line of people that would bill you and ask you for money or for this and that, because, or maybe not even allow you at the end of the day. So those type of things can, it can kill your energy now. Like, if you have to, it's like you want to create something, but you need money to create this thing, but you don't have money in the first place, so how are you going to create it? Right, but obviously there are like alternatives. There are things that you can do that you can do how do I explain this? Like there are things you can do without needing money. There are ways you can, you know, make compromises, but like you shouldn't have to make those. Like this is a free world, right? Nobody owns the entire world, so like you shouldn't have to. It shouldn't be so hard to just like want to create something without money. Like it shouldn't be that hard, because that's the only way you can actually make more money, if you keep putting out stuff. But if you don't have money to, if you need money to start something, and you can't start because you don't have money, how will you put out stuff? How will people know about you? How would you know? So basically, like, while money might not, it's easier now because there are less complicated ways of, you know, creating your art and doing your stuff. You can film on your laptop, you can film on your phone. So now you can create on your phone. Like you can make stuff that are still quality and still get people's attention if you know the right things to do. So that's that. But I don't have a lot to say anymore about that. If not, I'll just keep rambling.
Tell me, because I know a lot of people will be interested in, because like how maybe your own creation journey started. It's two questions. When did you know you want to start making videos, or when you actually started making videos?
I think I'm going to have to sit down and actually think of these things and write answers down so that I know how to answer questions when people ask me, because I don't even know. Let me see. So I started in, I lose track of years very easily, but when I was in Ibadan on Snapchat, I used to just film stuff on Snapchat, like random stuff, like I'll film my hand or I'll film the sky or something. So yeah, I used to make videos on Snapchat at the time, like very basic videos. Like I could film my hand or film like grass or a plant or just random stuff, and people would say, "Ah, this is nice. This is so nice." And maybe put music from my phone, and then people say, "I really seem to like it." And then I don't even know how. Like, I also used to play with like Snapchat, those that what's those things called? They had these emoji things that were like 3D. So I used to play with those things, and I used to make stuff that were pretty nice. People just actually liked it, sure. And I did not really know why. So I kept making them, and I downloaded some editing apps on my phone, because at the time I think I didn't have a laptop I didn't have a sensible laptop, sure. So I was editing on my phone, and it was actually not, it was nice, like just learning how to use certain things. I didn't know, because at the time I was doing design, graphic design, and I was very sure it was design I wanted to do, even though I really wanted to learn to code. So I was trying to study computer science, which I eventually got to study, and then I hated coding. So, by the way, if anybody wants to code, don't go and study computer science if you want to code. Go and learn it on your own. They'll kill your dreams. So, at least don't study it in Nigeria. If you can go and study it, cool. If you are going to study computer science in Nigeria because you want to learn to code, you are joking. They will destroy your life and kill your dreams. So, yeah, go and learn it on your own. You are better off that way. So, as I was saying, yeah, I was on Snapchat, and I was basically, I don't know, just making stuff, and I kept making stuff. And, like, people used to really view my stories on Snapchat at that time. And then I think afterwards, I don't know how the transition happened. So then I started to post videos on Instagram too. And people liked it a lot more, and I was making more. And at the same time, I was working at a company, so I was like learning to make videos there, and also like learning for the company and learning for myself, basically. Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's how I found myself. I know for a fact that when I was much younger, I really loved music videos. Like, I used to watch a lot of music videos because my brother was obsessed with music. So we used to, we weren't really allowed to watch, MTV music channels at the time, like Channel O or MTV Base.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed because I guess we're too young or whatever. But my brother would sneak and watch my brother around, and I would watch with him. And I used to really like the music videos, and I would listen to a song, and I would basically see a video in my head for the song, like just narrate something in my head according to what's happening in the song. And I used to tell my brother that, you know, I really want to make music videos. But after a while, I don't know, Sha, that music video P, I don't really know if it's really my, I don't really know if it's like my thing. Because while I've tried it, I also feel like maybe it's just not time yet, because it felt like I was trying to rush myself into going to make music videos. And at this point, music videos don't even seem like my goal, like long-term. Like, I don't really care for it. I just thought, okay, well, this is easy money. If I make one video, make a few millions, make more than one, make more millions, why not? But to be honest, like, my ultimate goal, like practical goal, would be to build like build, I don't want to say company, something, I don't know what it is, that has all the, that has people that have raw talents. You know, there's like raw talent and there's talents that built on or grown, you know, worked on by yourself over the years. So like raw talents, people that don't even know that they have the talent for something, and groom each other over time to build something big enough to put like a build, like make productions by ourselves and all that. But it's a very slow process. I'm not rushing it. I don't really rush anything, to be very honest. So yeah, I would like to do that. And there's one more, and maybe, you know, make, you know, proper movies and all that stuff. There's one more thing I would like to do, but I'm not going to say sure. When I know it's properly, I'll say it.
You don't want to spill all the juice on this podcast.
Is it juice?
So I said, it's ironic that you said that, because I'm a software engineer now.
Okay.
And I studied chemistry. Because the thing you talked about, people not studying computer science, if what they want to do with their life is code, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I saw that.
I just do the podcast by the side.
You work at a company, or you work?
I used to work at companies, but like I've left now. I kind of do freelance. I hope to like get another company to work for this this year. I think freelance is better for the kind of person I am.
Interesting. Do you enjoy your work?
Would I enjoy my work? Very well. It's like what I feel like I should be doing in my life.
Okay. So you enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's good.
I'm guessing when you graduated from computer science,
okay.
What university?
I'm not mentioning my university. I don't talk about it.
Sorry. So when you graduated from computer science, you left Ibadan to Lagos. And yeah. You worked at Zikoku. That was like your first job for content, right?
Yeah, it was.
But was it when you started? Did you do that before graphics?
No. So I was designing in school. I was a graphic designer in school, in university, and in secondary school. So Zikoku came on my, like when I was about to graduate. They reached out to me because they had seen some of my videos on Instagram. But they weren't really sure what it is they wanted me to do. So if Tisha said I should come, if we'll talk, because they were just starting up again. So we talked and I started off as a writer and I was writing for a few months. And what I really told them is videos I want to make, Sha. And that was it basically.
In that video, you also talked about not being a writer at all, but like you just had to like do it as a job that you were not even a writer.
Yeah, but now I'm learning to like write, or I'm trying to write more these days because I think it's necessary to for me to know how to write if I want to tell stories properly.
Yeah, and then after Zikoku, you went to Empower. Did you go to Empower because pay was better or like you got tired of Zikoku?
Both of them. The pay was like times 5 or times 4 or something. It was a lot more than I was getting after Zikoku. And I mean, Mr. Izzy reached out to me, said he liked my work, etc. Obviously, like at a time when I was trying to apply for other things and like taking offers from other people, but nothing really. I wanted something that would give me some freedom, and a job with Empower Africa would be like remote. So that was really, I really needed that. Sure. It was just perfect timing, to be honest. It was perfect timing. And I left my power and I was doing work in my house or from my house.
What was it like working with Mr. Izzy?
I mean, why didn't you ask me what it was like working with my old boss? it was okay. It was, I don't know. He's a very driven person. He's very driven. He just wants to do and do and do, and that's the kind of energy you need to
achieve stuff. And I feel that vision of, because Empower's vision of getting talent and making, like, putting them under one roof, like Empower, is like that piggybacks, like your own idea piggybacks on what Empower is doing, right?
Not really. No, it's not. Maybe I just don't know how to explain what I'm trying to do yet, Sha. But no, it's not like that at all. When I have it all figured out, I would talk about it.
Well, now you brought up the question, why didn't I ask you why? What your old boss was like? What was he like?
Yeah. You didn't ask me how my boss at Zikoku was like, but you're asking me how Mr. Izzy is like.
It's probably because I know Mr. Izzy as someone in Empower, and I never even knew because I don't know who
I'm just,
like, I don't
just,
know anybody else.
So are you asking me what my old boss was like?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. So his name is Tonua Aladekomo. He owns the Coco. He was very he's a patient person. He's a very patient person. And he's actually one of the most strategic people I know. He's very smart. Like, he knows the right people to have doing the right things. And that's something that is very important if you're, I think it's very important, at least if you're trying to build something. If you rush into hiring people, if you rush into trying to get people to work with you, you might be productive because, you know, you are pushing them and, you know, you are just doing what you need to do. But in the long run, like long term, if you don't hire people who love what they do wholeheartedly, if you don't hire people who see the company as, who love the company, right? Or who love the idea you're trying to build, then your company can feel very easy. So he knew when to let people go. He knew exactly who to let go. He knew who to keep. He knew who to put in certain positions. And, you know, he knew he knew when to be like hard on you. He knew when to be calm. He knew when to let you do your thing. It's just like knowing what to do. And I think that's basically what being like a leader is. It's a lot of responsibility, but it's also, if it's something you enjoy, if it's something that comes natural to you, it wouldn't feel like so much of a responsibility. So yes, he was a very interesting person.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I like the way you define him. Then props to Tomiwa. But then you transition from Zikoko to Empower, and then from Empower to joblessness, basically. to put it slightly. So what was the debate like in your head when you decided to quit
Empower? So I've been thinking about this for a very, very, very long time. Like a really long time. Thinking of quitting for a while. And I wasn't very sure. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't just wake up in the morning and say, oh, yes, I'm quitting. I can do this thing. Nope. I was very confused for a long time for a good number of reasons. But it's reasons that, like, anyone would think of if you're about to quit. Like, am I making the right choice? What happens if I fail? This and that, this and that. There are still thoughts I have, like, once in a while. But I think, because now I have more time to try new things, and I keep that in mind that, look, this is just imagine and think of this as a very experimental phase of your life. This entire year will be experimentation. You are not going to get it right. Chances you will get it right this year are very low. And that's fine. Just, you know, keep thinking of it as experiments. That's basically what makes me feel less stupid when I feel like, oh, I made the wrong decision.
I think that's really interesting about you just sitting down and trying to make up your mind, because for me, I've also been through all these kind of phases before. Should I quit this? I've had few jobs before. I've done freelancing, step back into a job again, go back to freelancing, or just saying, okay, I need to take time off of everything and work on what I want to work on, my own project and what I want to bring to life. But most times I feel like, oh, I could do everything together. Mm. Sometimes I feel like I would break down. I think it's always that, it's always been hard for me, because I've always had this, would I call it ego? This ego of feeling I could combine everything. That, okay, I'm a Superman or something. I could still do everything I want to do. And I like, because it's a tough choice, especially when you're creating in Nigeria, and especially when you decide to be independent in a way, because you probably have bills to pay. I'm going to leave this job. I'm going to leave all this money on the table, and then I'm going to go into one place and work on my own stuff. I think it's always been hard. And it's one of the things I talked about with some other guy who is a creator as well, and about creating in Nigeria. But it's always been a tough choice. But I'm glad that you made that choice, and then you started to see, it's sort of working for you now. I don't know your private life, but from what people might see outside, oh yeah, Cutty is shining. That's what they would say.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think it was bad. I don't think I'm suffering or anything. I think I'm actually in a pretty decent place. I just, again, know that it is not going, when I had a job, it's not as if it was smooth or true. It's not as if my life was great. So it is not going to be smooth or true. So, yeah. I'm not really scared of anything. I just know that sometimes I have doubts and I remove the doubts by, you know, breaking things down, weighing my options and everything. So if people see me and think, oh, she's chilling, that's fine. As long as when they see me in real life, they, you know, they don't expect me to look like I'm chilling.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, there are some things you talked about in a certain video you posted, and there were things that I was also interested about. I was interested in, and I wanted to expand on it on this podcast. First of all, is the main fact that you said most times Nigerians, we don't really hype up our own stuff, you know, until a foreigner picks on it or until a foreigner starts appreciating it, that we don't hype up our own stuff. And you talked about that, and it resonated with me because it's something I've observed majorly in Nigeria. I want you to talk about maybe the thought processes in your head, why you felt that way.
Why I feel like Nigerians don't support Nigerians?
Yeah, sure, definitely.
So, when I started off on Instagram, at the time I used to make videos, like I'll make a video to somebody's song. So I could make a video to, let's say, Rema's song, for example. Actually, I made one video to Rema's song at the time. And they literally took... Actually, no, I'm not saying this. Let's do it outside. I don't want to... It's like bringing something that already died back because they already apologized and all of that. Actually, don't worry. I'll say it. So I made a video. I think people on my Instagram were tagging Rema a lot. But I guess I assume they didn't see it. And then like some days later, Rema posted a video that was basically like the exact replica of the video I had made, right? Like basically copy and paste. And then I went on my Instagram story and I was like, you know what? This thing doesn't make sense, right? And I basically just said all of that. And people on my Instagram went there to say, basically went on that Rema's post. And they were basically saying, this is my work, this is Cutty's work, you guys are thieves, blah, 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 blah. And then they were like, at least, even if you're not going to use her own work, which doesn't even make sense, at least credit her for... You know, they just credit her for using her idea or something of the sort.
Definitely.
And then they didn't respond for like a few days. But when they saw that the comments didn't stop and people literally did not stop saying this is Cutty's video, they now added like my name underneath the caption. But like that was after the video had already died down or whatever. And then I think somebody from their team explained that it was, they didn't know that it was just the video editor who came up with an idea and they were like, oh yeah, sure, let's do it. And I was like, that's fine, no wala. But they're not even the first people. There's a video I made. In fact, there are too many examples of Nigerian artists that have exploited my ideas or stuff. So, and I've noticed, for example, there are these guys, you know, these guys now that we create, what's their name? Ikorodu Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you know that those guys have been doing this thing since God knows when? Yes, a few people like it, a few people love it, but it was until international media, you know, stumbled on their work that they really, really, really blew up. And then Nigerians were now like, oh, who are these guys, you know, jumping on their work? And there's so much dedication and hard work that goes into what they do. So it's like, see, leave this thing. They were doing videos for a lot of Nigerian artists. Some of them would just retweet, not really repost it or do anything like that. They made for, what's that guy, Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch, and like he posted it. Like so many artists out of Nigeria posted their work. Like they literally would post the full video. But no, Nigerian artists is to be begging them up and down. And I'm not really someone that knows how to kiss ass. I don't really know how to do it. Like, I will tell you exactly how I feel, regardless of who you are. And yeah, that's, I would not be rude about it, but I would let you know that this is how you have made me feel. You know, and yeah, and I guess it's also just based off not really fearing a lot of things. So yeah, I believe that Nigerians only jump on things, mostly jump on things when international media jumps on it.
Yeah, and it's really surprising, you know, because they tell you to keep creating, like in the Nigerian space now, and they'll tell you create, but you see that people don't really show as much love, except, you know, someone abroad sees it, likes it, hypes it up, and then, oh wow, see, the Americans are onto this thing. Wow, I don't know how that mindset works. Do you have, like, someone outside your country has to like something before you like it? I've never really understood it. Like, I mean, you are supposed to just see good art and say, this is good art.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't die if you like, it wouldn't cost you any. Asha was the first person to repost my, like, actually repost, like, take the video, download the video, post it, and credit me, and even text me. Like, she was the first person to do that. And it was like, okay, it's not like I'm even looking for validation, but validation is also nice. It's nice to know that, oh, my work is admired by people. It's nice to know that. But yeah, I'm not, definitely. Yeah, I'm not going out to look for it.
Yeah, sure. And that's something that I always say too, because most times I admire content creators, because for people who create, if you are creating content too, you know what it means to like create content. And
I'm not a content creator. I don't know if you're a content creator.
Videos are content, writing is content. But it does not have to be a label though. Just for people who create anything, you don't have to like label yourself. But for people who create, yeah,
what does content creator mean?
A content creator is basically someone who creates something and puts it online for people.
That means that everybody is a content creator, because if let me see, if your mom takes a selfie and puts it online, she's a content creator.
Definitely, that's everybody's a content creator.
Yeah, so you can't tag people content creator if everybody's a. I mean, in that case. I don't know,
well,
sure.
That's a good argument, actually. That's a good argument. And it's something that I didn't think through. But yeah, before you go, I'll just ask you one question and then I'll leave the room. Like, I'll leave the space for you to like say anything you want. I usually ask anybody that comes on this podcast one very weird question. Are you ready to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
What's the meaning of life?
I don't know. Just vibes, man. Vibes. That's life. Life is vibes. I'm not the best person to ask that one. The meaning of life is vibes. Because if you don't think of it like that, you will just die.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Cool. That's the shortest response I've ever had. So I'll allow you now for just 1 minute. Say whatever you want to say to my audience. Anything you want to tell them at all, where they can find you. Just tell them anything that you feel like they should know. So go on.
My name is Cutty. If you just search for Cutty, you would know which one is me, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, what else? Am I supposed to say like inspirational, motivational, deep stuff? Or, because I don't have anything.
Everyone would say.
Right now, nothing in my head, ladies and gentlemen. Sleep is very good. Make sure you sleep, because if you don't sleep, your body will not give you the kind of work it needs to give you. You know? So you better sleep. I'm talking to myself because I need to sleep. So, yeah. Once you go and sleep.
That's very good. I'm glad I had you on the podcast. I'm glad we had to do this conversation and to be nice conversation.
Thank you very much for listening to the end. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to subscribe. See you next week. And until then, stay curious.